How's it going? How do you think it's going? Slim's body slumped against the side of the shed, and he moved his toothpick to the other side of his mouth.
Not too well, I'd say. Maybe you ought to kick it again. Sometimes it takes two kicks.
Sometimes a man should keep his mouth shut.
Slim tried to look serious.
What seems to be the problem?
Loper heaved a sigh and looked up at the sky.
Slim, if I knew the problem, I'd fix it. It won't start.
I don't reckon you bothered to check the gas tank. These motors run better when they've got gas.
Loper stared at him.
Am I stupid? Do I look stupid?
Well, now, that's a matter of opinion, I reckon. But the truth is that sometimes you don't check the gas.
Once. I did that once, and it was so long ago nobody remembers it. Nobody but you, that is. Half the time you can't remember which boot goes on which foot, but you'll never forget the one time I forgot to check the gas.
You've done it many times, Loper. You just slam-bang your way through these deals and then throw a little fit when the things won't start. If you ask me, that's pretty childish. A grown man yelling and carrying on. And kicking the poor machine. How'd you like to be a garden tiller and have some yahoo kick you the first thing in the morning?
Loper studied him for a long moment.
You know, Slim, if somebody didn't know better, he might think you're some kind of hotshot mechanic.
Slim raised his chin.
I've made a few turns with a wrench, and if I do say so myself, I've bailed you out of more than one mess.
Oh, you have, huh?
Yes, sir, I sure have. And the reason is that you've got no more patience than a teenage boy during a full moon.
Is that so?
That's so. We've got raccoons on this ranch that'd make better mechanics than you.
A wicked smile slithered across Sloper's mouth.
What are you saying? Are we drifting towards some kind of friendly wager?
Not friendly.
How much?
Slim hitched up his jeans.
$5 says I'll have this tiller throwing up dirt in 30 minutes. You just run along and find some little job to keep you out of my hair, and I'll do the rest.
By grabs, I'll take that bet.